All right, guys, we are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG, the Mortgage Guy. Welcome back to the channel. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. You know the routine, all that good stuff. And then, as always, make sure you guys go to mgbookstore.com. mgbookstore.com. Pick up the latest and greatest books. You already know, best-selling author here. We got House Hackonomics, the Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. We got the buy one, get one free sale going on right now. So make sure you guys take advantage. And we got a special, you know, I normally don't go live on Fridays. But first of all, happy to kill a Friday. TGIF, okay? TGIF. So if you're a realtor, you already know the routine. In the comments, what city and state you servicing, put all your information in there. And if you want more information about working with me and my team, put that in the comments as well. And if you are an entrepreneur, business owner, please type entrepreneur in the chat as well, because I want to know who's here, who am I speaking to, because this episode is definitely for you guys. And also, please don't forget to like the damn video. We need more likes on these videos. And that's the only way that, YouTube is going to push this information. All right, we got some entrepreneurs in the building right now. We got some realtors in the building. Okay, and you're for entrepreneur, where you based out of too? Black expat mom says she's an Atlanta entrepreneur, right? But where you are, shout out to all my realtors in South Florida as well. So look, there's a post going around on Instagram that I saw the other day. And actually a few people sent it to me. And when I see information like this, it's always clickbaitish. And I'm not going to hold you up. I'm following the same trend. Fuck it, because those shits go viral. And you know what? Your boy needs to go viral too. So I'm a follow the clickbait trend myself. Okay, shout out to Cliff Davis in the comments. So when I saw this post and it had thousands of likes and all these comments, and I started, it was like one of those swipe carousel joints. And it was basically making it seem like it was so easy to get a no doc loan from Chase if you're a business owner and get 150K. And I said to myself, self, this just sounds like a bunch of crap. This sounds like it's clickbaitish. This sounds like people are just posting anything nowadays just to get people to buy their programs and stuff like that, but they're not giving all the information. And shout out to all my MLOs. If you're an MLO, put that in the chat too, right? So what I wanted to do, and what I always try to pride myself on, is giving you guys good information, giving you real information. And as you guys know, I've been in the mortgage business for over 20 years. I worked at big banks like Chase, right? I worked at mortgage brokers, mortgage bankers. I've seen it all. And within my 20 years of being in this business, I have a lot of relationships with bankers, business bankers as well. So I said, you know what? Self, let me reach out to one of my resources and let me call my girl and see what she got going on. See if this is actually accurate, right? So without further ado, I'm going to bring on a good friend of mine, right? I'm talking about we are really great friends. We actually went to college together. And she's from Queens, New York as well. Queens get the money, okay? If you're from Queens, type in chat QGTM, please. If you are from Queens, type QGTM, okay? Because she's representing Big Queens. And the crazy thing about this, right? I love this story right here. I'm going to tell y'all really briefly. I actually got her the job at Chase 12 years ago or something like that. So without further ado, I want to introduce, we got a lot of Queens in the building. Queens get the money. I love that, right? I'm going to introduce you guys. I'm going to bring her on live, and we're going to break down this program for you so that way you know exactly what you need to do, all right, to get this. And shout out to Malik. Before I bring her on, I got to always acknowledge my super chats. Shout out to Malik Day with the super chat. $7.77. I like that, right? Says, MG is live on a Friday. Y'all better get in. That's a fact, because I don't go live on Fridays. Y'all know that. All right? So, Christina Sicard, she's a VP business consultant for Chase, and she specializes working with diverse business owners, okay? So without further ado, I need everybody in the comments right now to give a warm welcome. Throw some gems in the comment because Christina is a certified gem dropper. I want y'all to throw some gems, show her some love, all right? Because she's about to give y'all all the information. All you entrepreneurs that are here watching this live and on the replay, she's going to give you the game that you need to get to make yourself fundable, right? So without further ado, Christina Sicard, welcome to Rants and Gems. Chris, what up, girl?
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you and your community.
Shout out to Chris. Queens, get the money. Let's go. Christina Sicard, thank you for joining me. You see they're going crazy for you in the comments. They're throwing gems in the comments. I love that. We got over 400 people watching this live, but we ain't got enough likes. So we ain't going to start this video until to you guys start these likes, get them up, and share this with 10 people. But Christina, while they're liking this video and throwing these gems, give them a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do, how long you've been in the business. So that way they know exactly that you're a credible person. You ain't out here just any social media streets trying to get people locked up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Talk to them.
Well, again, Christina Sicard. I'm a business consultant at Chase. I've been with Chase for 13 years this year.
Damn, I got you that job in 13 years ago? Damn. Wow. Okay, my bad. Go on.
No, listen, it's true. You were at Chase. You told me to come to Chase. At that time, I was with ADP, and I was doing business development. So I've been in business development and sales for almost the past 20 years, similar to you. And you said, come over to Chase. You know, you could do well here. And I started there. And so most of my career has been working with entrepreneurs, helping them get access to capital. Most of the clients I work with, anywhere from $1 million in sales up to $20 million in sales. And I help them with things like loans, lines of credit, equipment financing, owner-occupied real estate, meaning real estate for their business, meaning if you have a doctor's office, a warehouse, something where your business is going to operate the space, not, you know, multifamily. And just how to manage cash flow through the different products and services. And so I've been doing that. And so in 2021, we switched over to decide that we were going to start this consulting business and advisory business for business owners, because a lot of times our diverse business owners don't have the resources. They don't know how or why they're getting denied or can't get funding. And so we started this business. I became a certified business consultant, so I'm certified. And I work with clients to show them not only how to get access to capital, but how to manage their cash flow, how to develop their business, how to grow and scale, how to exit the business. Focus on, and also how to, you know, work on their personal balance sheets as well. So it's a full around analysis that we look to do and help businesses with, and hopefully help them strive. And I love it. I mean, I don't know any other bank that's doing this kind of work right now. And so it's really cool. I get to work with people that look like me. I used to work on Park Avenue where none of my clients look like me, and they'd sit in my desk and ask me questions, and I'd show them what they need to do. And so I'm glad to be doing that for people that are of my community, of my cloth, and, you know, seeing how we can help them get ahead.
Talk heavy. Park Avenue. Don't let that go over your head. My girl said she was on Park Avenue, man. Don't let that go over your head right there real quick. Okay.
At our corporate headquarters at 270 Park, JP Morgan Corporate. So,
hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, please don't let this go over your head. My girl right here is well-versed. She's a professional. She worked with small clients and the big dogs, okay? So look, let's get right into this right now, right? Like I introduced this video, 150,000 no doc loan. Tell us about this program or this loan. Is this true? Can you go to Chase right now and get, with no documents, get a business loan for $150,000? No questions asked.
So it's not a program, right? It's more of a way that we've modified our underwriting processes. And so with our modifying our underwriting processes, we are giving people the opportunity to get up to $250,000 with no docs. This is going to be a loan that's going to be based heavily on your personal credit and, you know, your personal, how you show up, right? Personal, and then also on the business side as well. And it's for businesses been around for at least 2 years. So if you're in the startup phase, this is not for you. And what's going to happen, they're going to look at your industry as well. And so, yes, there's a lot of, you know, pros and cons to it. But yes, there is an opportunity to get access to this capital up to 250. It's not 150. It's 250, no docs. And if you meet the certain requirements, so we can get more into what those requirements look like.
So let's break this down then, right? Because, all right, so now I got to change my title and take away that one and add a two. So the rumors are true. You can get a no doc loan up to $250,000 if you are a business that's established over 2 years.
Correct.
Okay, what are the qualifications, right? Because there's no documentation. So from an underwriting perspective, and when you're speaking to your clients, what exactly are you looking for from your business owner to even submit them for this program?
So what first thing we're looking at is credit, your personal credit. What does that look like? Because you have to personally guarantee the loan. And so when they run it, they are going to run your business credit. That's going through the Small Business Financial Exchange, which everybody's still talking Dun & Bradstreet. We're looking at the Small Business Financial Exchange right now when we're pulling business credit. And then we're looking at your personal credit to see where you land there. Next, we're going to be looking at what industry you're in. Now, there's certain industries this is not going to work for. Real estate investment, it's not going to work. Construction, not going to work. Potential industries that are also high risk, like trucking, not going to work. So we're looking at three things here. Your credit, we're looking at your industry, and then we're looking at time in business as well. And that's going to be some of the factors that go into figuring out whether we can get you to this, you know, goal of 250.
So the type of businesses, and I want to be clear because I don't want this to go over nobody's head, right? The type of businesses that Chase does not like, real estate businesses, construction, trucking, logistics, restaurants, right? Those type of businesses.
Right. And I don't want to say we don't like them. It's just there's more risk involved, right? And with these types of industries. And so when there's high risk, there has to be a little bit more due diligence in terms of determining whether we can lend to that type of business. Meaning, if you're a restaurant, you need to have been in business for a certain amount of time. You need to show profitability. We all know restaurants come and go, right? So that's one of the cases with some of these industries. But if you're in industries like IT consulting or media or medical professional services, these are really great industries that typically have a higher barrier to entry. They're less risky. Usually payments are a little bit more on time. And so these are industries that typically have a little bit of a lower risk profile and might qualify for something like this. Again, if the personal credit does look good as well.
So medical, IT, media, consulting, manufacturing, professional services like lawyers, accountants, you know, tenure type companies, really a lot of white collar type of companies is ideal, we should say, less risk associated, just historically speaking, right? And those are the type of companies and businesses for this $250,000 no doc that are ideal to you know, apply for this type of program, correct?
Right. And I think the one thing that I also have to add to that is relationship. Do you have a relationship with the bank? Because that's going to really help to determine your cash flow. So if you have a relationship, that's going to make it easier for the bank to say, I can lend you to you, because they've seen your historical data. They see you don't have any NSFs. They see that you carry
What's NSFs for the people who don't know?
Non-sufficient funds.
Okay.
Non-sufficient funds. Late payments, right? One late payment will kill your whole credit application, right? So people need to understand that. So when we're running this credit, it's not as easy as you think, because sometimes people come to me and they say, oh, something happened. I had this one car payment that I missed. That's enough to throw out the whole application. So you have to be very vigilant and set your payments up on automatic payment. But relationship, I think, is important. And that's with any institution that you go to. As you build the relationship and you see that you have balances with them, meaning you have not an account sitting with dormant with $200, an operating account with money moving in, money moving out. They can see you've been here. It seems like you have stability. These are the things that play into it. Now, if you have a strong personal balance sheet and you come to a bank as a brand new customer, can you still qualify for this? Yes. But again, I emphasize really strong balance sheet, really strong credit history, and also business history when you're thinking about this. But I always encourage my clients to build the relationship first, start there and then look to go to the lending after you've shown some credibility and sustainability with that bank, whoever it is.
So let's get our audience prepared for this, right? So when you say balance sheet and you're looking at, what exactly are you looking at on the balance sheet? You said money in and money out, right? You want to make sure that if you're making $20,000 in gross revenue, you're not spending $20,000. Like $20,000 is not coming in, then $20,000 is going up, right? Because then you're just kind of paycheck to paycheck, so to speak, right? So you're not looking for that, right?
Right. Cash flow is not about the money that comes in and the money that goes out. It's about the money that's left over after you've paid yourself, after you've paid your expenses. When you look at all your cost of goods, services, products, payroll, everything from benefits to loans that you owe, any liabilities. Once everything has gone out, what you have left over in the bank from month to month and year over year, that is your cash flow. So if that number is negative most of the time or it's very low, then you don't show that you can repay the funds back. And that's all this is about. If I lend you money, how are you going to pay me back? And showing the historical data that you can do that. And that's all this is about. And a lot of people get that confused.
I'm glad you broke that down. So cash, money coming in, money going out, money left over equals cash flow, right? And is that correct money left over, is your ending balance growing month over month, year over year? Can the bank see an upward trajectory, or are you crash landing every single month? Basically, robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? You don't have no type of growth. And that's what you're really looking at to say. It's like a DSCR loan, right? When we're doing loans for real estate investors, we're looking at the rental income from the property. And can the rental income not only pay all the expenses of the property, but is there a profit left over for the actual owner of that LLC who's going to own the property, right? And if there's enough of a profit, then, you know, it's a good deal for the bank to lend, because there's an ability to repay, right? And there's money for the owner to make, and now they're going to take care and care about the property, and then it's not going to have a property that's there breaking even. They're not going to care, and then they might just say, fuck this, right? We ain't gonna care about this property, and the bank can lose their investment. So it's the same thing with when you're looking at these business loans, especially if you're going through a chase.
especially in adult shop, because you can mitigate factors with docs, right? By showing financials and giving explanations. But when we're in this no doc phase, it has to be all perfect, right? The analytics have to match up, and that, because that's what they're basing it off of. So what you're showing in terms of your credit history, what you're showing in terms of your bank statements and what you're doing, these things all matter in terms of getting to an approval rate. And you can't look for $250,000 and you didn't even make $50,000. That's the other thing. People got unrealistic expectations of what they're looking to do.
Talk to them.
Right? We got to be realistic. If you're, you know, typically what people don't understand is a bank is only going to lend you 10 to 25% of your gross revenue. So gross, you hear what I'm saying? So in order to net $250,000, you need to be doing about $1 to $1.2 in revenue.
Monthly or annually?
Annually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear for the
to net 250, and that's me giving you the benefit of the doubt, because that's maxing out at 25%. And no one typically max out at 25%, right? So now, if you're not, you know, you want 250, you really need to be up there 1.2, 1.5 million if that's where you think, you know, in order to get that type of money.
So, all right.
In a conventional world, right? We do have all these fintech products. That's another chapter we can talk about after this, where they'll give you money, but they're going to charge you out the ass for the money, right? So it's all about how much are you going to pay. When you start with a bank, a conventional bank, I always tell people, it's about how much are you paying for the money? All money's not good money. It's about how much are you paying for it? What's the term? How long are you going to be paying on this loan? If I borrow $50,000 from a bank or a fintech company, but they're charging me $100,000 for the 50, that didn't do me any good. And that's what people are missing with a lot of these. I will get you money here, I'll get you money there. They're paying anywhere from 30 to 40% in interest on some of this money. And that's predatory lending.
It's all right. Here's the million-dollar question I have for you, Chris. Again, the title of this video is Get $150,000, which I'm going to change to $250,000. No doc loan. But you just sat here and explained that you need docs. So why is the internet saying this is a no-doc loan when, in fact,
no.
We still have to provide our bank statements, right, to get approved or even submit this to underwriting to try to get approved? That's still a documentation or documents that we have to submit.
No. I said that's if you don't have a strong credit score and strong statements, I mean, relationships with the bank, right? So if you come to the table and you have a strong credit score and strong credit history, and you have the right analytics and you're in the right industry, you can get approved with no doc. It's so easier.
Hold on before you go further, right?
Okay.
You said if I have a strong credit score, personal credit score, what is a strong personal credit score?
I would say 750 and up.
Okay. So if I have a 750 and up, I'm over 2 years in business. I'm in the IT field, for example, right? And I have my banking relationship with Chase, and I know I got positive cash flow every single month. I can come to someone like you, a VP business consultant, and say, hey, I need to apply for this $250,000 no doc loan. You run my credit, et cetera, et cetera. And then obviously the system will probably say, yo, you meet the criteria, cool. We'll give you the money, basically.
They may give you the 250. They may counter offer and say, okay, maybe not 250, but we'll give you 150. It just all depends what the analytics say. Nothing's guaranteed in life. So I'm not guaranteeing Facts. Anything.
Hey, look, there's only two things guaranteed in life. Death and taxes, y'all. So let's be clear.
Right.
Only two things.
I'm not guaranteeing. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but yes, you have an opportunity to do that. In my opinion, I would prefer to see someone build a relationship with the bank first, have a relationship, show that you have the stable cash flow, and then go for the no doc loan. Because now you have a better opportunity because the bank knows you. It's just like dating. Nobody wants to just give it up to someone they don't know, right? So I think that you have a better opportunity and a better chance to get the funds if you have the relationship and you have the credit and you have the cash flow. And that's just a better story to tell. Then there's an opportunity. And listen, there's no guarantee. They may still come back and ask to see 1 year's business tax return. But what I will say is, being in this industry as long as I have been, I have never seen it this easy to move towards getting this type of funding. In the past, they were looking at 2 years business returns, 2 years personal returns, a personal financial statement, 6 months of bank statements from your previous bank. So we have really graduated to a really good place here, even if they come back to you and say, give me 1 year's business tax return.
See, and I think you just answered the question right here, and I'm going to put this on the screen for everybody right now. I'm not sure if you can see this on the screen, Chris. Can you see it?
Yes.
You know, Mike Delgado, I appreciate your question. He said, if I have all of that, why would I need a no doc loan? I will meet it with requirements. And I think you just answered that question, right? When you go into a bank like Chase, especially like Chase, right, they want your firstborn, your blood type. They want your first dog. They want every piece of paper and everything to underwrite you to get approved. This is just how it is. So with this no doc loan, right, even though they're going to check your bank statements, right, just to see the cash flow positive, they're just really looking at your credit. And if you meet the criteria, it's a quicker and faster approval to get capital to the business owner so they can go out and continue to grow and scale their business. So for those of you in the comments who are asking, well, this is not really a no doc loan, you still need documents. Yes, technically, I mean, this ain't 2005, y'all. Let's call it a day. It's not 2005. So when we're saying no doc, they're probably just saying, look, we're not going to require all the financials and everything that Chris just mentioned. We're just going to make it a little bit more streamlined and not require all of those documents. But you technically still, I mean, look, let's be honest. If somebody's giving you a loan without any type of proof that you have the ability to repay, I don't think you should be running to that, me personally, right? Because it just doesn't seem kosher. That's just me personally.
Matt, I've had, and I want to be clear, I have had a client that have gotten approved with no docs, meaning they didn't submit anything. They literally got approved on their credit and because of the relationship they had. So what I'm saying is you have to know that you look good on paper and in order to get this doc, to get this approval.
Take your water break, girl. I got you. Right. So I need y'all to be clear while she's taking some water. Matter of fact, you go back. You finish saying what you were saying. Right. The process. We're going to get into the process in a second, Stephanie. Just give us 1 second. OK, go ahead, Chris.
No, I'm saying that it is a no doc loan. Don't get me wrong. It is possible. But what I'm also saying is that if for some reason the analytics don't line up in your favor, you could be asked to submit, you know, 1 year's business tax return. But there are clients that have gotten approved with no docs just based on their credit score and their analytical profile.
That's great. That's great. I think, me personally, I think that's a home run. Right. Let me put me back on the screen. Yeah. So I think personally that's a home run. And anybody who's ever tried to apply for a business loan from a big bank, you understand they want everything under the blue sun. So if this is a streamlined way for established businesses to get capital, why not, if you need it, try to work with the program? Right. Now, this is not for startups. I just want to be clear because a lot of you are joining this late. This is not for the startups. This is not for, you know, people, you just opened up an LLC yesterday. You think you can come here and get some money? No. Established businesses over 2 years. The cash flow requirements, basically how much is going out, how much is coming in every month minus your expenses and what's left over is what they're basically looking at. And then also the gross annualized revenue. They're going to lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual revenue.
10 to 25%.
So what determines that, you know, threshold, right? That 10 to 25%. What are they really looking at to determine, well, are we going to max this person out at 25% versus we're going to give this other business 10%?
So in credit underwriting, there's what we have, what's called tier credit. And so tier one means you have A1 credit, you know, probably 850 credit score. You've been in business, a decent amount of time. You have a good credit history. Maybe you've had other credit products that you've used and you've paid off. You just have a stellar, you know, credit resume in terms of, and you're in a really good industry where there's not a lot of risk. Maybe you're in IT consulting. And so these things all help to play into what tier you fall into. And so the higher up your tier is, that's going to determine more that the bank is going to be willing to lend to you. And so as you go down to maybe tier two, because your credit score might be a little bit lower, or other things might come into play. Maybe you don't have as much of a credit profile as a tier one individual, then that also comes into play. These things affect not only how much they're going to extend to you in terms of credit, it's also going to affect the amount of the interest rate in terms of what tier you come in at.
Okay, good. I want to get to that in a second, but I want to give a shout out to Darnell with the super chat. He says, how long would you suggest we work on building a relationship before asking for the loan? He said, oh, he also emailed me about a home mortgage loan, Matt. Thank you for all this free information. It's changing lives. Thank you, Darnell, for the super chat. I'm not sure which email you sent it to, but send it again, and I'll make sure my team gets to it. So, Chris, how long you suggest working with the bank and building a relationship before asking for this loan?
I think 6 months to a year. I think is a good amount of time to start to build the relationship and to show, you know, the sustainability of your business as well as how long you've been around. And then I think what a lot of people don't realize is once you get the business started and you know that you can keep funds in the bank without getting any fees, right? There's other things you can leverage, like a small business credit card, right? At 0% interest. People don't realize how big of a option that is and a game changer that is for cash flow. 0% interest is better than any line of credit, especially when money is so expensive right now, right? With the Fed's rates the way they are, a line of credit alone, you're looking at 8%, and that's like best case scenario, right? So when you first start the business, you should be looking at things like business credit cards that have 0% interest, which give you cash flow, right? You can use that to do certain things. And then now once you get to 6 months, a year with the bank, now you can start to, you've already built up some credibility. Now you can go look for that no doc loan and it'll be a lot easier. So I think it's just about understanding the power of relationship.
Relationship is important. And look, when you're building relationships with bank, it's meaning you got to bank with them, right? Like you can't say, hey, I know Christine, we have a relationship. No, Chase don't give a fuck about that, right? You need to bank with them, right? They offer all of these services, checking account, savings account, business accounts, business savings. They offer all of these things. So when we say in relationships, y'all, meaning actually having accounts there and actually keeping them all in good standing. Now, you mentioned 0% interest rate. What are the terms of, and I know it could vary depending on the business and status, but just a general overview so we could understand what to expect. What kind of interest rate and what kind of repayment terms are we looking at with this no doc loan?
Well, it varies on the product, right? So there's different types of products that you can get access to. You can get access to a line of credit. A line of credit is usually for short-term purposes, meaning let's say you want to pay payroll and you know you have some money coming in the next 30, 60, 90 days. But in the meantime, you need to solidify your payroll and expenses to get you through to that 30, 60, 90 days. This is really good for people who have contracts. This is good for people, you know, a lot of medical doctors who are going to get paid down the line for insurance. This is good for, you know, anyone that just needs short-term uses. Then you have your term loan products. This is people who have more longer term needs. Maybe you want to do a build out of your location. Maybe you want to buy a business. Maybe you want to, I don't know, there's a lot of different things that you might need to do with your business, but you can't pay it back within the next 30 to 60 or 90 days, which is, that's how you use a line of credit. You pay it within, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, you use it again, it's revolving. With a long-term loan, it's a little bit longer, so you need more time. Maybe you need 36 months. You know, so that's all going to depend on the type of product that you get or if it's equipment financing. Cars also fall under equipment financing. So it just kind of depends what product you're in. But the Fed kind of sets the rate. So, for instance, with the line of credit, they set the if you look at the Wall Street Journal, there's a prime rate in there every, you know, day that's going to be set. And then the bank is going to add, you know, 1 to 2 points on top of that. And so a lot of that controls where the rates are. So like I mentioned, you're looking around 8%, you know, on certain types of products, whether it be line of credit, loan right now, commercial, owner-occupied real estate. Could be, you know, maybe a little bit in the similar ballpark. So it just all depends on what type of product you're going for and how long you need to pay down that product or how long you need to pay off that loan in terms of what the rates would look like.
Okay. So guys, do you guys understand? I mean, obviously there's a lot more she can probably go through and every business situation is different. So for this no doc loan, right? Do you guys have a better understanding of this? Because on Instagram, it will just make you seem like, hey, you got a social security number and you're a U.S. citizen, and basically you can go ahead and get $150,000, and that's not the case. So I think she did a great job of explaining that particular loan that we started this off with. But I want to move forward, and now let's talk to the startups. Right, the new business owners out here, because there's a lot of new business owners out there. Are there any, does Chase have any products that are there for a new startup business?
I would think that the best opportunity, like I mentioned, for startup business, especially for funding from someone like a Chase or a larger bank, would be to focus on the business credit cards. Because again, I think there's a lot of opportunity with the 0% credit cards. And with that, you can use it to finance things like equipment, marketing. Some landlords are taking credit card payments. And, you know, if you're just getting started and you need a good 3 months, 4 months, 6 months to get money really coming in, if you have a 0% interest credit card, that will help you because typically you're only going to pay a minimum payment on that card and you have anywhere from 12 to 18 months to do that. And so for me, that is the biggest way to manage cash flow because that's what you're doing is trying to give yourself a buffer so that you can meet all your expenses while you're bringing in additional revenue. That's what it's all about. And so I think that's a really good way. Another way, there's a lot of opportunities with community financial development institutions, CDFIs. They're willing to do a lot more in terms of the startup space with lending money. We don't really do as much in terms of lending. Again, we need to see that 24 months in business. However, the only caveat to that is if you have a business and you have outside income and you can come to the table with projections as well as when I say projections, they want to see projections for at least 2 years. They want to see a balance sheet and income statement for at least 2 years. And if you do that and you have outside income, there's a good opportunity that you could get some financing because you do have a way to repay back because you have an outside job. I see that work really well with people who are starting in a franchise business, because with the franchise business, there's a lot of history already created. They have the blueprint created. And so that those are usually the easier opportunities around startups in terms of getting funding if they have outside income.
Certified gym dropper. I like that. Now, you mentioned earlier when we started this video, and you were saying that you also can help folks buy commercial real estate that is owned, that the business will own and occupy. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, owner occupied real estate is what we do in business banking. And that is for, meaning the business owns at least 51% of the space that they're utilizing is operated by that business that is borrowing. So, yes.
And what's the ideal business are you guys looking to lend? Because I'm sure you're not looking for multifamilies when it comes to this. You're looking for like doctors and people who need to work inside a brick and mortar.
Right. Anyone who wants to have wants a brick and mortar for their business, whether it's a warehouse space, a doctor's or a medical office, if they need any type of just brick and mortar, a retail location, if they want to sell a boutique or something like that, anything that's going to house the actual business, right? And that business has to operate at least a restaurant, you know, space. That business has to operate 51% of the space in order to get that funding. So that's a big part of it. Some people have found some multi properties, mixed use, where you can, you know, maybe you have some rentals and then there might be an office space on the bottom, but you have to make sure that the business operates at least 51% of that space. And then that's also a great opportunity to build equity in the business because now you own the building. And that's what a lot of business owners need to be striving towards, especially if they're leasing space.
So, all right. Now, what exactly from a qualification purpose standpoint, right? Like, what are you looking for? The business still has to be in business for 2 years. Is it the same thing like that business loan we just discussed?
Oh, well, it's a lot more, right? So a lot of docs involved here.
This ain't no doc, huh?
This is going to be the opposite. But typically, they're going to be looking at about 3 years of business returns. We need to see average, you know, profitability in those returns. For every dollar the bank lends, they want to see about $1.2 that a business can pay back. And so with this type of purchase, we're looking at your cash flow. And so this is where people have to really make a stake in the ground and decide what they want to do. Do you want to leverage other people's money? Or do you want to save on paying Uncle Sam? Because this is where I see a lot of people take losses on their tax returns because there's a high tax bill. And I get it. The small businesses pay those taxes. But you got to show profitability and show that you can pay back the bank if you want to start leveraging other people's money. And that's banks, that's investors, though that's partners, that's private equity. No matter what, you got to show profitability at some point in order to be able to get investments that can help you grow your business.
I love that. Look, I need y'all to drop some gems in a comment for my girl, Christina Sakar. She is over here dropping gems at a very high level for the past 40 minutes. Make sure you like the damn video. There's over 400 of y'all watching this live right now. So please respect me and the channel and Christina. It's Friday. Y'all know I don't come on here on no damn live on no Friday. It's to kill a Friday, man. I could be doing other things, but I wanted to get you guys the information before the holidays so you know exactly what to do. So drop some gems in the comments for Christina, please. Now, Christina, go ahead.
I think one of the most important things that I think people need to understand, everybody's story is different. It's really difficult to kind of paint one picture because it's everything is so scenario based. And I think that's the importance of building a relationship with myself, a business banker. Now I'm a consultant, because I sit back and look at each individual business's position, their financials, you know, their story, and understand where they can win. And that's the goal. And that's what people have to understand. It's not one paint brush stroke across for everybody.
Agreed. 100% agreed. Now, off record, offline, I should say, we were talking about government contracting. You was about to go into that a little bit. I said, yo, hold on. Don't go into that yet. That's when we get live with that. So talk to us about this government contracting and how Chase can help with that.
So, number one, I'm one of 50 consultants nationwide. And so we do this work, and you can reach out to us. You can reach me on, you know, my Instagram, Chris_success, and, you know, or on LinkedIn, Christina Sicard. But so what we help clients do is help them understand that everyone says they need capital, right? But what are you going to do with that capital after you get it? And so a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of opportunities around government contracting. You need to make sure you have clientele. People always say, I need money, I need money. I say, no, you need more clients. And that's the truth of the matter.
That's a fact. That's a fact, yo. You need more clients.
And clients mean buying customers, not likes and views, conversion, right? We need to get more into a conversion conversation. Like, yes, you're getting the views. Yes, you're getting the likes. Yes, you may be showing up. But is that converting into dollars? Because that's what matters at the end of the day. And so when we talk about business development, which is something I focus on, you have to look at your acquisition pie and figure out, are you taking advantage of all the opportunities? Meaning, there's things like government contracting where you can go in and get government contracts on the local level, at the state level, at the federal level. And these are for everyday things that people are already doing. Maybe you source equipment. Maybe you're selling IT equipment. Guess what? The government has contracts for people who want to buy. They want to buy computers, right? Maybe you do consulting on logistics. Guess what? They need consultants that do logistics there. And so a lot of people don't realize that in order to get access to these contracts, you need to get certified as either a minority-owned business, a woman-owned business. You know, there's so many different types of certification, LGBTQ, many diverse types of certifications, and they have set-asides for you. Tons of money that's left off on the table every year because no one from this diverse group went after the contract.
Interesting. Set-asides.
Set-asides, right? So meaning the government has with their 8A program, you can become 8A certified to become a federal contractor. Let's say you have a landscaping business. You can get a federal contract and do landscaping for the federal government. Let's say you have a cleaning business. You can go and get contracts with the federal government to clean some of their buildings. Let's say you have, maybe you're selling water. They might have a contract to buy water. And they're doing this, and it's because they want to promote minority-owned businesses and give them an opportunity to increase income. Because what does the statistics say? Minority entrepreneurs create the most jobs in minority communities, and they need that. So it's in their best interest to help raise the income levels and invest in some of these businesses so that they can go back to their communities and build up their communities. And then guess what? There's other things like corporate supplier diversity programs. So you can get certified with the Minority Supplier Diversity Council and go get contracts with corporations that have set-asides. So for instance, JP Morgan has set-asides to do businesses with different vendors like cleaning services and real estate development. Well, I think we work with just the bigger players in real estate development, but I've been talking to a client about how can we get more of the smaller real estate property management companies into the larger corporations. However, there's tons of corporations with lots of set aside for a lot of different industries because they need to buy services and goods. And a lot of times you can increase your clientele by getting certified and going after some of these contracts, whether they be government or corporate.
I love that. Gems. A lot of information. How do people even research this? Right? How do they find out if they could even qualify for something like that?
So, number one, I would probably go to your local economic development center, right? Every city has a business economic development center, and usually they are the core group that can help you with where you can get certified. How can you get into certain government contracts? So for instance, I'm in Maryland. We have MDOT in DC. There's, Department of Small Business and Local Labor. There you can DSLBD. They can help you. Usually if you just Google your economic development center, your local economic development center, and go there, or reach out to them and say, how can I get certified to do business? They have the programming, they have the opportunity, and they even have the people that will walk you through how to do these things. It's just, you have to get out there and network and take the time to just invest on business development. It's not always looking for capital. It's like, how can I make connections that can help me grow my business? Working with people like myself, finding people, going and building relationships, interviewing bankers, right? All bankers are not built alike. You can meet one banker. They might not know much. They don't follow up with you. Maybe you need to go to another Chase bank and find someone else that you feel that you can work with. But it's about getting out there, meeting people, and really figuring out what opportunities are there for you so that you can grow your business from a business development standpoint.
I love that. I love that. Let me take this super chat question real quick. Shout out to BD. Thank you for the super chat. You said, can I start an LLC in Texas and run my business overseas in Africa? I'm 27 with a 750 plus credit score. Have a good personal relationship with credit unions. 100. Thank you for the super chat. What do you think about this, Chris?
So technically, when we're lending to a business, it's usually for a U.S.-based and operated company. It's not for businesses that are going to be operated overseas. So I don't know if you're going to have a U.S. leg and then also an overseas leg, then that would probably be fine. But typically, when you're doing that, you want to make sure that you... typically this is for U.S.-based and operated businesses as well as with U.S.-based employees.
Okay, cool. Good answer. So shout out to Milestones to Millions with the super chat and saying connect with the local SBA/SBDC. I agree with that. Connect with your local SBA offices. I agree with that. So look,
100%.
We're coming up on an hour here, Chris, and I think your Wi-Fi is Wi-Fiing right now because you've been streaming for some time right now. So before you get too grainy and everything like that, I think you gave more than enough information for the folks to kind of watch this back on a replay. But for those folks who are in position and ready to, move forward, their business owners with you, you and your team. And service nationwide. How can they get in contact with you directly?
They can reach me directly at Chris_success on IG, or they can reach me at Christina Sicard on LinkedIn. That's one way. And then if you wanted to talk to some of our team nationally, you can go to chase.com/businessconsultant. We have a lot of resources there, as well as a lot of information in terms of how you can submit an inquiry to talk with one of our consultants.
Is there a way they can contact you? Like an email or something like that?
Yeah, christina.sicard@chase.com. That's one way. So you have either...
Spell your name, because Christina is spelled different ways.
Christina with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Sicard, S as in Sam, I-C-A-R-D, @chase.com. I'm on Instagram as Chris, K-R-I-S, _success on Instagram. And then you can find me on LinkedIn, same, my first name, Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, and Sicard, S as in Sam, I-C-R-D, on LinkedIn.
What was the email again? Christina.sicard, what?
Chase.com.
At Chase. .com. Okay. I just put it in the chat for you guys. I just put it in the chat. So when you email her, right, just say MG sent you or something like that in the subject, right? MG referred. So that she knows that you guys watch this on YouTube. And you know what I'm saying? So that way it's just not, because I don't want them just to contact like that generic stuff. And then they're like, oh, I watched this girl, Christina, on MG's YouTube. They're going to be like, who? What? You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's not gonna work. Right. We need the business to go to you, Chris. And then you can filter out to your team as you need. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all email Christina directly or DM her on Instagram at Chris_success, right? And tell her MG referred you. You watch her on YouTube. You know, be clear how you found the information you're reaching out to us, so she know you ain't just some random, and you're about business, okay? The email, I put it right here on the screen, so that way you guys can screenshot it, do what you got to do, and all the requirements and everything. If you got serious questions, look, Christina's a business woman, okay? And she's busy. Don't waste time with foolishness. Please. Please. Please, 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 respectfully. Because if she comes back to me in 2-3 weeks and say, yo, Matt, I'm getting a lot of people with foolishness, I'm going to say, yo, I can't bring on other professionals because y'all just going to waste their time. So if you're not ready yet, it's okay. Just wait until you're ready, because we gave you an hour of information so that way you can understand exactly if you are in position to even qualify for these type of products or not. And if you're not qualified, great. Maybe there's another bank that can help you. But please don't waste time. That's all I ask you guys. Let's be respectful of everybody's time and situation. So, Chris, any parting words before I let you get out of here?
No, I just think that everyone needs to just, I think everyone needs to set time aside to look at resources and look for resources and build relationships and just find information and go out there and actually make the connections, right? I think everyone's sitting behind the keyboard, looking, but you get out there, put your feet on pavement, meet people, have conversation, and start finding out who's doing what. Because I think a lot of banks have these different types of programs as well, but you just don't know because you're not asking questions. You're not building those relationships.
1,000% agreed. Everybody, please throw some gems in the comment for my homie, Queens Get the Money, Big Queens over here, Christina Sicard. Make sure you go follow her on Instagram right now, DM her, email if you are serious about getting this business loan or business credit with Christina and Chase. Christina, thank you so much for your time. I know this was super last minute. You didn't have to do this on a Friday, but I definitely appreciate you making time for me today. So everybody, drop some gems in the comment for Christina and make sure you like this video as well. I'm about to get the hell off of this because it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and it's Tequila Friday, so I got to go. I got things to do my stuff, all right? So maybe I'll pop up on live this weekend. Who knows? Stay tapped in. Hit the bell for notifications and tap in with me over there on Instagram as well so you know when I'm going to go live, all right? So this is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.